Right now, Clovis Community College is hosting an exhibit from the Smithsonian National Museum of American History. It's all about the Bracero Program, a controversial government campaign in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s that brought Mexican men into the U.S. seasonally to work the fields. Alongside the Smithsonian exhibit are paintings by Eliana Soto, a local artist whose grandfather was a Bracero. She tells us about exploring her family's heritage through art as part of our first-person series, My Valley, My Story.
Bracero means strong arms, strong hands. It means a strong man who leaves the family behind to come work. So for me, it's not just a strong man having strong arms, but also being a really strong person and doing better things for their family. My name is Elena Soto, and I'm a professional artist who lives here in Fresno. I was born in Mexico and raised here in the Valley. The inspiration for my paintings for the exhibition Untold Stories of Despair came from my own history. Growing up, I would hear stories about my grandfather, about him coming early to California to work. He would go back to Mexico, bring money, and then he would come back. So I was a bit curious about when he came to California and what were the reasons. So that was really important to share the untold stories about the program that we don't read in history books or hear on TV. The subject matter of these paintings are mostly of the screening process. Even before getting to the border, the man would have to borrow money to file a working contract. They would be there for days. Some of them were run out of money. I have read stories where some of them would eat newspaper. My artwork still has a monochromatic palette of browns, black and white, because I really wanted to capture that same feel as looking at a photograph, a memory. The Valley for me means opportunities for families. It means all those stories for the Bracero program, but it also means opportunities. It brings your families back together. I'm expecting right now, so I'm 4 months, so I'm starting my own family now.